You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for Dungeon Masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Stephanie Megan, you're listening to Broke Girl Therapy.
You ready? You good? You hear it? Hi, guys. It's me, Stephanie Megan, your host of Broke Girl Therapy. And guess the fuck what? We have Joey motherfucking Fernandez back in the motherfucking building, bitches.
Let's go.
Where's that come from?
I have no idea.
You say it all the time. It's really catchy.
That's what I've been told. It's like, let's go.
Everybody
in my work does it now. It's pretty insane. I'm starting a movement.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you. Glad to be back.
Yes. So you've been on one episode before about a manho phase, and you've been on an episode 2 years ago about me. What did I do? A man's perspective or some shit like
that. Yeah, it was like using my manho knowledge.
Yes.
To help you through whatever was going on at the time.
Yes. And we're going to continue to use your manho knowledge. We got a few questions. I've had you guys send me a bunch of questions on Instagram. And I've done some Q&As in the past with people, but I have not gone through all the questions in those past episodes. So I thought, why the fuck not do it with Joey? Get another perspective on these questions. Because women want to know.
What do they want to know?
They want to know a lot of things.
Let's tell them. Let's tell them. Oh man, I don't know if you want to know.
Okay, number one, how soon is too soon to have sex with someone you're interested in?
Wow, that's a really good question. I personally think too soon is the one night stand, the night you meet.
But if they want a relationship,
yeah, that's the too soon.
That's the too soon for sure.
And that's only personally because I'm now in a relationship and we didn't have sex until a couple dates later. Mm. And it made that much better because when you have sex too soon, and I think it's either the one night stand or the first date, you automatically are attracted to them for this one thing.
Right.
Which is sex. And that's not what you should be attracted to someone for. It's great. They should know how to do it properly.
Right.
But you don't want that to be the forefront of your relationship if it is going to be one. So I think anywhere between the one night stand, the first date, or maybe even the second date, I would go as far to say, like, don't have sex that second date. And this is mostly for, I would say personally for ladies, because guys, they'll just do it.
Right. No, I 100% agree with you because Davion, this dude, the first dude I ever met on Tinder, and I didn't know the Tinder rules. I didn't even know the casual dating rules. I didn't know the one night stand rules. I didn't know, motherfucking no. So Davion, I was, like I said earlier in the last episode, he was a dude I was on and off fucking for like 3 years. And he never wanted a relationship. And you know what I did? I slept with him on the first fucking date. And so I felt like from then on just kind of established what our relationship was. And it was like he was already getting the benefits from me before, you know.
You got to find out what, if you're a woman, you got to find out what they want before you give them
what they probably want.
Yeah. Because then you'll know right away. If you skip it on the first date, they ghost you, boom, no investment there. Yeah. And same goes for men. I mean, don't expect to get laid the first night. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We got to reserve ourselves. But, you know, especially on these dating apps.
Mm-hmm.
People are using these a lot.
Oh, 100%. They just want to fuck. 100%. Yeah. And that's why it's been so hard because I guess I feel like my relationship sounds very complicated. But Morgan, the guy that I'm always saying that I'm in love with, and I, whatever, and I call him my man, but he's not, you know, technically we are single. And there was one day that I was like, you know what? I think I'm ready to branch out. So I went on Hinge, back on Hinge, and I started, you know, swiping through, messaging some guys. And I'm at a place in my life where I'm not just trying to fuck. Also, it's like, it's fucking a pandemic, so I'm not really just trying to fuck anyone because I don't know where the fuck you've been.
Right.
You know?
It's a lot more than just STDs that they
exactly.
about now.
I'm like, now I'm kind of like.
This could kill me?
Right, exactly. I'm like, I'm not about to just meet up. Like, before, like, I would message a guy. I'd be like, okay, yeah, I'll meet up for, with you for drinks. Now I'm like, want to be picky on who I want to meet up with. But it's, and you think this pandemic would make it easier for people to want to get to know you? No.
No.
Like, as soon as they're like, oh, do you want to, like, hang out and maybe drink some tequila? I'm like, I can't. I'm really trying to be careful because of COVID, in case you didn't know. And, you know, and then after that, they fucking ghost it.
This is not the time. This is not the time to be going on dating apps.
No.
You're talking about dudes who are in isolation who can't go out, do shit at the bars.
Mm-hmm.
Who can't be like, ah, we're going to go fuck. They can't do that.
No.
So every single time you swipe right on somebody and you land on somebody or whatever, that's what's going through their head. They've been pent up. You've been pent up. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Maybe at some point you'll meet in the middle and you'll be like, I need this. You need this.
But also, I'm sure there's people out there, and I know there's for a fact there's people out there who'll be like, yeah, I'm down to meet up and don't even care about, you know, being careful.
Oh, yeah, no. And
I'm just not that chick.
And I think right now what that'll lead to is just having sex.
Exactly.
For sure, because everyone just right now is just probably sexual tension right now is probably super
high. I haven't had sex in a year and a half.
Your sexual tension is like this very thin but string it's, that's holding.
But you know what's crazy? I mean, my sexual tension is very like, holy shit, I want to fuck. But at the same time, I'm like, I don't want to just fuck anybody.
I feel like after you've waited a year, it's kind of got to be like that.
Right, exactly. You're kind of like, well, I'm not going to just
feel like
fuck
a virgin again.
Yeah, I do. I feel like a fucking, like, I feel like my vagina is the tightest it's ever been.
Ain't nobody going
like,
to get it.
No, I might, like, pop my cherry again or something. Like, it just, something's going to, it's fresh. It's brand new, you know?
I think that comes, you know.
I, like, forgot what it feels like to have sex. I'm like, I'm nervous.
It's crazy because sex is like a drug.
Oh, yes.
Everything we do nowadays is a little bit like a drug. And once you kick that, you kind of start to see and pick and choose when you want to have that.
Oh, yeah.
And you're in control.
Right.
Don't you feel like you're more in control emotionally, too?
Oh, 100%. I'm the most level-headed I've been since the moment I've had sex. Like, I'm so much more like when I, you know, went on the dating apps and these guys are like, oh, like, you know, calling the, you know, they're playing games and shit like that. I'm kind of like, eh. You know, like, I just feel like I'm not, like, I'm just not there. I'm not going to be like, okay, yeah, like, getting attention. Yeah, fuck you. I don't know. I see right through them. I see right through them. Yeah. Because I haven't had it.
You haven't had it. You're not looking and you're not waiting for it.
Right, right.
And that brings us back to the answer to the question. You should wait for that reason. You need to be level-headed. If you're looking for something real.
If you're looking for a relationship.
Real,
if you want to have fun, like, again, we talked about our hoe phase.
Yeah.
We've been there, done that. It was a really, really good time. Mm-hmm. But if you are looking to settle down and you are really interested in somebody, make them fucking wait.
But now sex is just like
an icing.
You're up here now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And that's why the waiting was worth it, because you actually get to know if you're going to like this human being. Are you going to like this person? Yeah, I'm going to like you in bed, but am I going to like you?
Right, because when you're dickmatized.
That's a good word.
Yeah, when that's you're dickmatized, you just, for some reason, when he...
A pussy whipped, huh?
Yeah. Pussy whipped, dickmatized. Like, you, for some reason, think this is, like, the one you're supposed to be with.
And then that's when you get treated like shit.
Yeah.
And then, obviously, you're like, but I love him. But it's like, what?
No,
you don't.
You just love the dick.
Yeah, you just love the dick. Go have someone else's dick, and you'll know.
Right. It's just dick.
It's just dick. That's honestly, I bet you could just.
It's just dick.
Yeah. That's all. Oh, man. That was a good ass question.
That was. Next one.
Shit, yeah.
Maybe not as good, but just kind of curious.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever farted during sex?
Totally. Totally. Came to a climax, and it was just like, it was a funny one, too. It's funny. This was like, because it's like,
Was it like with your like girlfriend now, or was it with like a random
chick? Okay. Actually, it was. And it was, and it was like a forced out, you know.
A climax?
Yeah, like it was right at climax, and it was like a forced out, butt cheeks clenched kind of fart, like really.
Aww.
Yeah, it happens.
That's cute.
And don't hold it against women or men if they fart.
Like, have you ever had sex with a girl and she fucking farted and it was, you know, intense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. With my ex, it was like a silent one.
Uh-huh. But it smelled.
Oh, my God. That was the one time where I was like, I was like praying my dick would stay hard. Like,
oh, my God. I'm like,
it was fucking bad. Current relationship, no, it's happened, I'm sure, but she gets really embarrassed. You just brush it off. You play it cool.
Right.
You don't want to ruin the moment, even though the moment's ruined for you.
Right. How about queefing?
Queefing doesn't bug me at all. I think it's fucking funny.
Yeah, and it's also like, hell yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a weird noise. It's like and you're like, whoa.
Wait, I can't even do it.
Yeah, it's that upper lip. Yeah. You gotta let it loose.
I don't know.
You know what's going to happen when it's sounding like.
Oh, really?
You know the vagina makes that
noise? Yeah. And then the.
Yeah, it's like.
Oh, my God. You're really good at that.
I do that all the time to Jessica. And she's fucking always like.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Queefing's fun. Queefing's funny.
Yeah. It's awesome. And especially when you're in a relationship, who cares? And even if you're not in a relationship, who gives a fuck? It's body parts, man. And it's air. It's air.
Air. And honestly, air. Find a guy who's gonna, or girl, who's gonna, like, just look past that.
Yeah.
First time having sex, if this is the first time you're having sex with another person, and that's a deal for them, just don't even fuck around.
Right.
You know what I mean? Don't let them ruin.
They're probably, they probably have, like, a stinky dick anyway. Yes, so anyway.
Stinky dick.
Next question.
Let's go.
I'm really curious about this. What do you do if you're in the moment and your dick won't get hard?
Wow.
Like, what should the girl do? Or maybe what's going on with you? Like,
right. Okay. So there's a few things. If you're drunk, it's called whiskey dick. It's just not going to happen.
I hate whiskey dick.
It's semi-hard, limp.
Yeah.
Doesn't please anybody. And the girl's just making noises because she's probably drunk.
Yeah. And I've been there where I'm like, I think it's in, but I'm just going to like make noises to pretend that I like it because I don't want to make him feel bad because what if it's just really small?
And and most of the time, it's either small or just whiskey dick. And you can't come.
Right.
You won't, gentlemen. Yeah.
We'll just dry hump the whiskey dick then.
Right. Or just wait till the morning.
Something.
Yeah, the morning wood. The morning wood's just as good.
If he stays in the morning. I've had men just leave in the morning. I'm like, where'd they go?
Wow, just give bad dick and leave. That's just rude. It's just some fucking rude-ass shit. That's your reputation right there. You're like... Wow, I just laid down some rubber pipe.
This dude, like, okay, I mean, I've said this plenty of times on the show, but it's just hilarious. Like, he came over, he had whiskey dick, so he couldn't get hard, but I had a dildo, so I was like, use this. So I had him use the dildo, and I don't know if he was really into, I don't know, it just, like, eventually we were too drunk, and we stopped it, and then the next morning I see him, like, sneaking out, and I'm like, are you leaving? And he's like, oh, I thought you were asleep. And that was that.
Like, that's an answer. Like, that's the answer. Are you leaving? I thought you were asleep.
Yeah.
What the? Okay.
I know, if I was? So rude. I was like, okay, like, whatever. And I went back to bed.
He was probably embarrassed.
He was totally embarrassed.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was, and it's good on you to try and, like, you did that, by the way. You made that night good for both of you. Because, like, anybody would take using a dildo on someone, you know, even, you know, rather than not performing at all.
Right. You know what I mean? I was like, if you can't get hard, use this shit on me. You know, make something fucking work.
Yeah, and go with it. Don't be.
And I mean, he went with it, but I'm sure in his head, he's probably like, this is weird.
Yeah. Oh, right.
I think he was like a very innocent kind of like nerdy dude. So I think he was a little like, this is fucking weird.
I thought you were asleep.
I thought you were asleep. I know. Literally, it was like, I thought you were asleep. Like, you like walked up the stairs and I was like, what the fuck?
Okay. Another thing is, don't always think it's you if you're a woman.
I've been there
too. Don't ever think it's you, because if they're there, that's it. That should be enough for you to know that they liked you enough.
But, like, sometimes I'm nervous if, like, maybe because I'm naked and my gut's hanging out and you're.
You're just like automatically, and it's just like, I'm sad.
Yeah.
I can hold that one.
I'm like, oh my God, maybe because he saw my stretch marks or my gut, and he's just like, oh, and he just went flat.
I don't know what's wrong.
Yeah. I mean, he was like, I'm just really tired. But it's like, I mean, we already fucked a few times before. Like, so obviously he's seen me, but I just was like, I don't know, feeling really insecure in that day.
I don't know what he did, but I've experienced this with my current girlfriend. Okay. High amounts of stress. This is a real life shit. You start becoming an adult and shit. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about other things. Sex probably isn't one of them. So when you get into the sexual act, you're just like, you have a headache, your mind's racing, you're trying to get into it, and you're just soft.
Yeah.
But the girl is going to feel like.
Yeah, I'm like, is it me?
Yeah, and you're going to ask that. But I think sometimes the question is, what's, are you okay?
Right.
Right.
I should have asked them that and be like, are you good?
Yeah. Are you good?
Well, I should have, but I was just like, let me just suck your dick. Yeah. And I just started sucking
his
dick.
We'll just make this happen because
I was like, better get this shit back up. I am not done with you, man.
I'm going to put the coin in the slot. We're going for another ride.
I know. I literally, that's what I did. I just went down. I just kept sucking his dick, even though it was down. I was like, I'm going to get this shit back up. So I was literally just sucking his fucking life out that dick.
Drugs sometimes.
Drugs, yeah, like cocaine and like Molly, you can't get that shit up.
It well, makes Molly, you want to do
Molly,
it.
I don't know.
I don't know. Molly, you cocaine, don't even want
not.
To.
Not that I know.
I don't know. For whatever reason. Yeah, not that we know. Just at heard. All. I don't know what it is. Yeah, no.
I've just heard, okay?
We watch podcasts.
Yeah. People talk.
Yeah, people talk about it.
It's LA.
Come on.
Yeah.
But.
No, I'm just. Okay. I have kids like listening to this show, so I feel a little like, oh my God.
Don't. No one does drugs.
No, don't do drugs. Okay.
Sex is the only drug. But that's what was probably going through their head.
Yeah.
You know? If they, especially if they've had sex with you already.
Yeah. I mean, he eventually got back up and we finished the session. Indeed. So it was fine. But it was just kind of like, in that moment, I was like, do I need to suck in a little more? Like, I'm a little confused.
Yeah, I'm a little confused.
I was like, damn, just like lay back. Let me just do this work. And I mean, eventually we got back up. Right. So it was fine. But I guess I don't understand how dicks work. So... you know, there was a bit of like questioning, like
there's a mental to it. If you're not in it, it could possibly not go up. It's like a woman, dude. It's you're not gonna get wet if you're just really not into it in the
is
moment.
Is that, do you think that's why
what, you're stressed
some,
out?
Some girls don't get wet is because they're not in the moment.
I personally think,
just feel like I'm always wet. So
personally, I think first of all, it's like a biological thing. Like some women are way more wet than others. But to get a woman horny, I mean, like, they obviously have to be in a good headspace, too.
Right.
They can't just be like, there's no switch. Right. Same for guys. Some people think that by how horny guys are always.
Yeah.
But there are times when we're just not.
Right.
And I think women sometimes forget that we're human.
I do. Right? I went through a really huge phase in my life where I dehumanized men.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Was it the hoe phase?
Yeah, and post-hoe phase. Just kind of just like trauma.
Oh, just like, fuck, man.
Yeah, like I'm just like, ugh, y'all are just, all y'all think about is your dick.
And then you get the guy who doesn't, and it's like.
And then I fall in love, and I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Like, okay, like you are human. They were just going through it too, you know.
Yeah, trying to relate.
You know? Now I feel like I humanize you guys for sure. But at one point I was like, I literally just thought of you guys as a walking penis.
And that's okay because guys do the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like your holes to stick my penis in.
Yeah. Yeah. And not in a way that was like, I just want to just fuck men and that's it. But it was in a way where I just, maybe it was.
No, it was just like, but it careless, was also like, careless fucking. It wasn't like a.
Like, I didn't think that, obviously, you're tired, so your dick is not going to go back up. Right. I'm like, why is your dick not working?
I don't care about
working?
You right. and what you got to do.
Right.
We're here.
Right, exactly. We're like, why isn't your dick working? This is what matters. But I forget, like, this is a human being who, like, has a lot of stress and is working all the time and can't, you know?
Exactly.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah. Limp dicks are more complicated.
Yeah. Okay, next question.
Let's do it.
When I got this question, I was like, okay, I'm gonna ask. I wonder if Joey could answer this. Which one is better, the asshole or the pussy?
Oh, wow. That's okay. That's obviously an opinion, but personally, I think the pussy's better.
Yeah.
Because the asshole stinks. The asshole's
It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work for the girl.
Yes.
Who knows if you'll like it? If you like it, good on you, but it's super tight. It's hard to get in there, and it's probably painful as shit. I don't like the pain.
Have you
it
ever
brings.
Done anal?
I've attempted it a couple times.
Okay, so you haven't done, like, full penetration anal.
I've gotten it in, but it just, like, I feel like if you're not in it, what's the point of me doing it? It doesn't it doesn't feel any better. Like, it doesn't feel so much better that I'll keep doing it.
While you don't
enjoy yourself. But again, I'm on a different mindset. I'm like, if I focus on the woman, my one orgasm will come.
Right. But you're focusing on her. So it's like, why
would I stick it in your ass if I'm just going to come? You know what I mean?
It's not fun if it's not, if it's just you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's sweet, Joey. And there's poop in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's cool. Like, yo, it's cool. But I'm just going to say.
But like what if she didn't clean it? What if she didn't clean it properly? You know what I mean? Like, who knows what she ate that day? Like,
and it's probably not. Who cleans their ass? Who cleans their asshole?
Gay men usually do. Like, bottoms.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, but not like, you know.
And I'm not trying to discourage anybody by the same.
And honestly, I don't think you should be cleaning your asshole that much. I don't think it's that healthy.
Oh, no. There's like, right? There's like a bacteria that needs to be in there.
Right,
to
help
do whatever it needs to do. Gut biome.
I don't know the terms, man. But yeah.
But yeah, I think when it comes to, if you watch porn and you think that that is real life, you're mistaken. It takes a certain woman to really like that, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because it ruins it. It ruins your asshole.
Right? Yeah.
It does. Yeah. It ruins it. It probably hurts. And so that's why my answer would be the vagina versus the butt. If the girl wants it.
Yeah.
Sure, I'll provide.
But like, but the tight ass butthole doesn't feel good for you. Like, let's just think. Okay, you're thinking for like your partner, and that's dope. Thank you for thinking about your partner. But we'll think about you.
Okay.
What feels good? Like when you stuck it up the ass, did it because it was like a forbidden territory, and it was tighter and it was new. Like, how did it feel?
It was hotter. It was hot in the moment, knowing that.
Okay.
It was like uncharted lands.
Right.
But. It didn't feel that much better.
Okay.
It doesn't because it's super tight. And not only that, you need probably lube. And that's not cool. That's like working harder for something that's like an inch below.
Mm.
And it slides way better in there.
Mm.
And it makes the person, I think part of having sex and what's really hot is when the other person makes noises.
Right.
Like, that's fucking hot. Not these.
Ow.
Unless they're trained, then you're like, okay, that feels good. But personally for me, yeah, I think the pussy feels way better.
Okay. Well, last questions. I don't know why. What are two elements of foreplay for women that their partner needs to learn? What does that mean?
Elements of foreplay for women. So if we're talking about what are elements for the man to learn for the woman, are we talking about what women need to do for the man?
Let's do both.
Okay. I personally think that, and I read a book about this. We talked about it before.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like enlightening for men. Men, you need to pick it up. Like, go do your research on how to please a woman and you'll be fucking okay.
Yeah.
But the woman always comes first. And when it comes to foreplay, I think clitoris is king.
Oh, for sure.
Right? 100%. But knowing how that clitoris works is a whole different ballgame.
Every clitoris is a little different, I think.
But the one thing they share and have in common is that they're fucking long.
Yeah.
And they go up the pelvis a little bit, right?
You gotta
feel on top of, don't ever touch the button.
Yeah.
People like to play with the button direct. Shit hurts. You go up more, right?
Yeah.
That's where the secret
spot
is.
And what motion should they do? Because some guys be like.
Oh, no. I think slightly rubbing it like this. Okay. Middle fingers right there, right? Like that. Right? Just to get it going. You got to feel out your partner, too, obviously.
Right.
But that's where your key spot is going to be. And when you have sex, like, this is how you get a woman to orgasm. Personally, I've experienced this because we practice this on who I'm with currently.
Yeah.
And that's how we knew it worked.
Right.
The G-spot's always obviously in there.
Yeah.
Right? You can do that whole thing. But when you penetrate a woman and you're doing missionary, okay?
Okay.
How you make her come is actually leaning your pelvis on top of hers right where that spot is. And instead of focusing on penetrating the vagina, you actually focus on
the
rubbing.
Right.
With this part, my pelvis to
with
hers.
With their pelvis.
Yes.
Wait, that's actually genius. Because I think guys are always just like, put your legs all back. Let me get deep in there. They're not thinking about the clitoris. Because I don't really care for missionary.
No. Well, nobody cares for it because it's not exciting. But it's like, dude, if you do that and you don't think about your dick going in and out,
mm-hmm.
they will orgasm. They'll orgasm with your penis inside of them. And that's insane. Women will be like, fuck, how did you do that?
Oh my God, I want an orgasm.
And it's not even a crazy like, it feels lame. Right. Like if you're looking down outside of it looks lame.
No, but I get what you mean. I think that sometimes when it does have a little bit of pressure up here, like what on top of like obviously penetration or, you know, stimulation, like I know what you're talking about.
Right. You get it.
Yeah, I get it. I remember the feeling. But yeah, when you think about it, though, you're kind of like, OK, whatever. That's pretty average. But no, there's something there that like that works.
It's a simultaneous kind of reaction.
Right. Right. I do like a bit of pressure.
Right. And there's a reason why you like that. It's because your clitoris is right there. Mm-hmm. And the main part is right there. And I think if you're. You have to test it out first. You have to play. You have to do the foreplay first. Mm-hmm. The man does. Has to understand your body a little bit, you know? Mm-hmm. Obviously learning where the sensitive spots are. You know, there are sensitive spots behind the butt, behind the thigh. The most nerves are there. So when you're having sex and you're grazing these areas, that's what's really shooting off these electrical signals to your brain.
When you're grating the ass?
No, grazing it.
Grazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like there are certain spots of your body as a woman that are more sensitive than others. Yeah. And if you're doing foreplay along with touching these areas simultaneously, that's how you get these electrical signals to send to their brain, and that's how you produce a really good orgasm, a really good sexual experience for the partner.
Oh, wow.
And I think all men need to benefit from this because, dude, you come once.
That, and you'll get there. Like no matter no matter what position, you will get there.
You're going to get there. So what would be the point of having sex then? Oh, to ensure that you fucking give it good. And it doesn't just mean banging the shit out of a woman. Mm-hmm. It's a vagina. No.
It's fun when you get to like make her feel good.
Oh, yeah. It's the most fun because.
That I'm sure turns you guys on even more.
Yeah. And what's worse is the worst part is like if you get. A woman who's really, like, into pleasing her man, that sucks, man, because you already know he doesn't know how to have sex. Think about that. There's so many guys who just don't know, who throw the term, I give good dick around, but that doesn't mean that the girl reached an orgasm. It could have just been the best dicking her pussy has ever had, but that's because she doesn't even know what an orgasm is.
Could yeah.
You think about
it. Because I think about that, too. Like, I mean, there's been... There's been times where I'll like have sex with one person a bunch of times and I think it's so good, but it's like the passion was good, but like I would never orgasm.
Right.
So really the dick wasn't good.
Right. Reality.
And then once I started really coming from sex, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. I was not having sex before.
You're like, what is this?
No, honestly, it's like I felt like I finally was like actually having sex once I was able to come during sex. Before I was like, wait, I'm having sex and not finished. Like people would be shocked. Like you're having sex but you're not coming. I'm like, yeah, I don't know. I'm like, there's something wrong with me. But it's like, I mean, figure it out. And once you figure it out, girl, you're like, oh, I was not having sex before.
Exactly. And I think...
They were having sex. I was not having sex.
Think about this. Sorry, I just burped. Think about this sad fact. Most women have never actually had sex then.
It is so sad.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. And it's
crazy. It's really fucking common. I've actually had people reach out to me like, how do I get an orgasm?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, look, if you're trying to achieve it for yourself, that would be a good start. And teach men. If you can't, if guys, if you're watching this, learn it on your own. Just do it. Do it because it'll be fun. It'll be fun to be like, yeah, you know, like I'm going to fucking make you come so many times. Like you can, 9 times was the most.
Really?
Yeah. Easy. Damn. Every time it's got to be at least 3 or 4.
Oh my God. It's got to be. I'm only like, honestly, it's hard for me to even get to the second cum.
Really?
Yes. I mean, it was a big surprise to even get the first cum.
Okay.
But now I can master the first cum. Like, I'm able to master cum.
Cum number one?
Cum number one, but to get to cum number two I don't know.
That's where it takes sexual, like, experimentation.
I think it's just having, I need to find, I think, I really truly feel like once I'm in a very serious relationship and I just have sex with one person and I'm so comfortable, because it is a lot of the mental things that I go through, and that's why I haven't been able to climax the way that I would love to.
Right.
But, you know, I think once I'm really comfortable with someone and I'm in a relationship, I truly believe I will get better. It's just, it's, I mean, right now I'm not even having sex with anyone, but I don't want to have sex with just anyone because I feel like, you know, being single for 10 years and I don't have sex with random people, it was always just like a hookup, random drunk thing. Or,
and then you figure out it just wasn't
or
that
like,
good.
Right, or like they just want pussy, you know what I mean? And it's, so it doesn't feel like super passionate or experimental. It's just like very much like we're just trying to get it in because, you know, we're lonely for a minute, you know? But
and to kind of backtread on that, like to kind of just come back full circle, saying it like that makes me actually feel like more times men in a man on woman relationship or like a Tinder date or a one night stand, men are the one getting what they want.
Oh yeah.
Unfortunately. But now that you have this information, ladies, get what you want. Learn what you want.
In the hoe phase.
Tell those motherfuckers how to do it.
100%.
Make them work a little bit because you deserve to know what that's like.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do. We know what it's like.
And I think a lot of times, too, especially, you know, for me, like, being in my hoe phase and sleeping all these guys, like, just, I mean, I feel like a lot of times they were probably too young and maybe weren't there yet to understand, like, okay, you have to do certain things to please a woman, you know what I mean? Or, like, I don't know, I just feel like, I just feel like I was probably too scared to even say something before, but I think if I could go back and be like, yo, you won't fuck me, you won't get this pussy, you're going to do a good job. Well, I'm not going to just have you just have sex with me for the sake of having sex with me. Nah,
right.
It doesn't work like that.
But it also comes down to you even knowing what sex is.
Right.
You even knowing that there's more beyond just having
a dick and a vagina. Right.
I think that is the key.
I didn't know that before.
Right.
I didn't have this podcast and these types of conversations before.
I didn't know that before either. I just knew I loved pussy so much that I liked eating it and I liked doing all this stuff with it. So naturally, I felt like I was a giver.
Right, right.
But then you understand that women don't even know what being given the orgasm is like. Dude.
My first orgasm was dry humping in the 8th grade. But I didn't understand what that was even. I didn't even know that was an orgasm. I remember trying to like walk up my stairs after and I couldn't. And I remember like he had to like pick me up upstairs. And I didn't understand. I was like, why was my leg shaking? And later on, like a few years later, I was like, ooh, it's because I was.
That's a big one.
And it was just from dry humping.
Holy shit. You see? That's why foreplay is so important. Mm-hmm. But I don't think men come first in that. Men do not come first in that. I mean, it should happen at the same time.
Yeah.
But women need to experience their...
I feel like for me, when I do foreplay with the guy, so I mean, honestly, especially because it's like a lot of times before when I would have sex, it wasn't a relationship. Right. So I'm not like trying to give too much of them. I'm like, you're already getting this pussy, so whatever. Uh-huh. I don't always give them head because I don't want them to come before they start fucking me. Because I don't want them to come and then get tired and then I don't get anything out of it. Because I'm like, I don't know when I'm going to see you again and I'm trying to get mine because is it, you know... So I like will skip doing head because I'm like, no, I don't want you to finish. I want you to like finish with me.
Mm. I think, okay.
That's like a single thing though. Like when I'm like, you know, but when I'm like dating someone, whatever, obviously we have more time. I know I'm going to see you again. So I'll please you. But like if we're just hooking up, I'm not about to give you head because I don't want you to finish and pass out. I don't know how your dick works.
Right. And if guys had the mentality of actually having you in mind finishing before they do, you'd be okay to give head the first time.
Right.
You'd be okay with it because he's not going to come until you come.
And I don't know what type of dude he's going to be.
Right, exactly. So you don't know. But it's good. I mean, I guess that's like keeping it reserved, like, right?
Mm-hmm.
But most men don't. Most men don't do that. We don't read books on that shit.
No.
We just think we got it because they're like.
Right. Or they're just like, once they come, they're like, oh, man.
That was so good. Did you like it?
Yeah.
What the fuck you mean? You came.
I know exactly. Like, wait. Get that shit back up.
What the fuck?
Come on. No. Yeah. No, yeah. That's why I wouldn't give head to just random dudes because I was, you know, I was like, I want to have sex. So your dick better work when we get to this point. And I'm not trying to suck your dick and suck your life out. You pass out and I get nothing.
Exactly.
Except there was this one dude where we didn't have sex. All we did is I would just suck his dick.
That's all you did?
Yes.
How is that okay for you?
Like, I don't know.
You just liked it? You're like, wow, this guy's got a really
straight penis. It was weird. It was like,
penis.
It was weird because it was like around the time I was celibate.
Okay. Oh, so I was like, this is all
I was
can
like,
do.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to do anything else. Like, I mean, he would have wanted to have sex for sure. But I just was like, no, 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 no. But then, I don't know, like, he really turned me on. So I was like, I was just like, yo, dick. Like, and I kind of, like, his dick was so sensitive. So I felt like the just the baddest bitch ever. Because I was like, because I felt like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I really, I've said this on the show before. I'm not that good at giving head. Honestly, I'm not that good. I need to be better. I didn't know about balls until you told me on my show. Remember, I was like, what? Every girl does that for the most part.
Yeah, play
the balls. I didn't know that until I talked to you in that episode.
What?
Yes.
Use your hoe face wisely. Do things you've never... Finger in the butthole, dude. Oh,
I do like a finger in the butthole for sure.
I think a lot of people do. And that's when it's okay with the butthhole. Not the penis, but like...
Yeah. I love a finger in the butthole for sure.
I think guys should too a little bit.
Yeah,
guys should like a little finger in the butthole.
But some dudes are weird about that shit.
Yeah. Oh, because you're questioning my masculinity.
No, bitch. It feels good. Embrace it.
Yeah, just, dude, she's a little freaky. She's like,
yeah.
Just let her do it. Forget
it. That's hilarious.
Yeah, get over it. No, I think that's a big thing with.
But yeah, I don't know. I just gave this guy a head all the time. That was like the only time I just, I don't know. Like, he would just come over, I'll give him head. But I found like some like empowerment in it. You know what I mean? I kind of like enjoyed it. I was like, sure.
And then now you're like, oh, wait, it's not that crazy, I guess.
Yeah, I was like, damn. I was like, I thought my head game was, like, hella good. But, I mean, he would scream. Like, he would literally, like, you've been to my dungeon before. Like, he'd be in my dungeon, and I would give him head. And I remember he literally screamed, and I was, no, I'm not kidding. Like, he screamed.
That's when you were like, being celibate?
Like, he fucking screamed. Yes.
Whoa, dude. He was screaming?
He screamed. He was like, ah! Like, he screamed.
Wow.
And yes, I've never in my life have experienced any man scream like while I gave them head, but he was it was high pitched, you guys. I'm literally not over exaggerating.
Don't ever scream like that. Don't ever fucking do that. That was probably the last time you ever gave him head.
I don't know, maybe.
Your lady.
He did it all the time. He did it all the time.
Oh shit.
Yeah, it was like a very common thing. I was like, all right. But I don't know. I found joy in it.
Must have made you feel good about it, yeah.
But he explained to me how he says that his dick is just like a little extra sensitive.
Interesting. Was he circumcised?
Yes.
Huh. Weird.
Weird guy.
Whoa. Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
So I feel like I would just like literally just poke it. It was like, oh, like it just, his dick was just extra sensitive.
And you didn't do anything special.
I just sucked it like a normal, like, basic hoe. Like, I wasn't, like, an advanced hoe. I was just
pepper
a...
Pepper shaker.
I was like, yeah.
Fucking pepper shaker. She was just like...
Just licking it. I mean, I would put it in my, you know, like, the regular... Like, the basics of giving head. Like, nothing special.
Oh, man, that's good.
You know?
That's
I would do it while he would be on the phone. You know what I mean? I just gave him head all the time. Every time we hung out, I was like, all we do is be giving him head.
He wouldn't touch you at all.
He would, like, finger me, whatever, but I wouldn't. Okay. But he didn't, like, eat me out or whatever. I think he attempted to stick it in my butt, but it hurt. But that's it. I would just give him head. I know. It was such a weird. I think back to that, like, situation, and I'm like.
You guys should have just tried soaking.
Soaking?
Soaking is, like, what people do when they're trying to stay a virgin. They think this works. They, like, just stick their penis in the vagina, and they just sit there.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. I knew that was going to turn into actually fucking.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't know who in their right mind thinks that that's like.
Yeah.
It's not that bad.
They'll just rub it with it. No.
Whatever.
If you're doing that, might as well fucking stick that shit in.
Just
I don't,
do it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. That doesn't work for me.
That's hilarious. I did not know you had a relationship. Or whatever.
I honestly haven't thought. I haven't, like, told really that many people about that relationship, but yeah.
I know. I bet.
I
just like you.
Shout out to he actually tried to reach out like kind of recently, and I had to block him because he's just weird. Ooh. Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah. That's
anyway. Any last words? That is the last of the questions.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was good. Those are some great questions. I love these questions.
I know you guys. Please send me more questions because I feel like it's so much fun to you know, get a man's perspective and just to interact with you guys. So
yeah, for sure.
Please DM me more questions. I'll probably put more like question boxes on my Instagram story and all that.
Yeah, I feel like you got a lot.
I did. It was really nice. Yeah. I loved it. I love you guys.
She loves you guys.
I'm so hungry. I feel delirious.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I'm, like, getting to that point. I'm, like, losing my mind.
Too much talking about blowjobs.
Yes. And I'm, like, yeah. Anyway, plug yourself.
Yeah, my name's... Holy shit. You can follow me on Instagram, guys, the Chino Suave. I make really dank food. And then if you're on TikTok, Chino_cooks. Let's go. Next time I'm bringing food.
Okay.
I'm going to bring food next time because I feel... greedy as fuck not doing it.
Well,
it,
the Cheeto like chicken would have been really nice.
Or spam musubi.
Oh yes, I love musubi.
I'm not even gonna tell you what I'm making tomorrow.
Don't tell me because I'm really fucking hungry. I'm about to like faint.
Cheeto breaded spam.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the
fuck
up. Like
spam katsu, but it's gonna be hot Cheetos.
Where can I find you to like make this recipe? No, I'm actually really curious. Like I want to watch. I want to make this.
Chino_cooks.
Okay, there we go.
I'm posting that shit. There you go.
There we
Chino _cooks on TikTok. That's where most of the videos are. And then I'm gonna be. Doing some other stuff.
Okay, because I'm really going to look that up and, like, make some spam Cheeto, whatever. Oh, my God, I'm so hungry.
We got to do a cook episode.
Oh, my God, I'd be so down. Let's do a cook episode.
Yeah, we should.
Okay.
Totally.
Next time.
Let's get it.
Let's go.
Let's go.
And then follow me, Stephanie Megan, or go to brocotherapy.com. All the motherfucking shits is there. Bye. Send me more questions. Okay, bye.
Broke girl therapy. Hello, friends. This is Mark Nell, executive producer of the Table Read podcast, where imagination meets performance. As we wrap up an incredible season one, we want to take a moment to express our heartfelt gratitude to each and every one of you who tuned in and supported us on this amazing journey. Season one was nothing short of extraordinary. We delved into captivating scripts that transported us to worlds beyond our imagination, thanks to the brilliant writers who delivered these works. But what really brought these stories to life were the talents of our amazing actors. But wait, the excitement doesn't end there. As we bid farewell to season one, we are thrilled to announce the launch of season two. Get ready for more gripping narratives, more unforgettable characters, and more mesmerizing performances that will keep you on the edge of your seat. We have some big surprises coming. The Force will definitely be with you. So stay tuned, stay engaged, and most importantly, stay excited. From all of us at the Table Read Podcast, thank you. And let's make season two even more memorable together.